This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Myanmar protesters continue to demand the release of ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi and for the military's rule to end in the Southeast Asian nation. Crowds of protesters, noticeably smaller Monday after the junta deployed armored vehicles and more soldiers on the streets. Suu Kyi was detained on February 1st in a coup against her elected government. She was expected to face a court on Monday in connection with her charges of illegally importing 6 walkie-talkie radios. Her lawyer says the judge said her remand will last until Wednesday. The coup and arrest of the Nobel Peace Prize winner, Suu Kyi, and others have sparked the biggest protests in Myanmar in more than a decade. Hundreds of thousands coming onto the streets to denounce the military's derailment of a tentative transition to democracy. Zimbabwe received its first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine on Monday. The Sinopharm vaccines are a donation from China. But state media says Zimbabwe's government has also purchased an additional 600,000 doses that are expected to arrive in the African nation next month, though that number is still far short of what it will need to inoculate its millions of residents. Israel has made great strides in inoculating its population against the coronavirus, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that progress is being dramatically slowed by, quote, the fake news and the superstitious and sometimes malicious beliefs that are planted in the public and on the internet. Israel has increased its digital task force to counter the misinformation. Read more about it on voanews.com. This is